I guess it is time. My heart is full. I have a huge smile on my face. If you're listening right now, I hope you can feel it. I got to drive back from Salt Lake City yesterday, actually Park City, and back here to Carlsbad. And I had the most amazing week. We had spring break with our kids, and I got to attend a conference called Spring Break. It's called Real Estate Spring Break with Spring Benson, Justin Nelson, Ben Kenny. I mean, this blew my mind. I got to sit in a masterclass with Ben Kenny, and honestly, in 3 hours, I was blown away. It gave me a new lease on life. I started to think about my finances different. I'm not even in the real estate game. When someone asked me about it, they were like, "Are you in real estate?" And I said that, you know, I've lived in real estate for my whole entire life, so hopefully that qualifies me. But I got to meet amazing people, and I had the honor of being asked to be the keynote speaker to close out the event, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I asked Spring one thing. I said, I'm left with one question, and she's like, "Well, what is that?" And I said, "Why?" And she's like, "What do you mean?" I said, "Why aren't more people being coached by you?" Because if you're in the real estate game and you're not being coached by Spring Benson and Justin Nelson and partnering up with Ben Kenny, I tell you, it's most likely, if you're not, you're not doing as much as you possibly could. The mindset that they have, the skill set, it was unbelievable. I got to finish out the event with the vibe, and it was I've talked about this, that you align your heart set, what your belief system is, your mindset, which is your intentions, and your skill set, which is your actions, but you build your whole heart, you build your whole life on that firm foundation of your heart. Then you move to your mind, then you move to your actions. Once you get those in line, you create an irresistible vibe, and I got to tell some stories that way and talk about my kids and my pops. It's unbelievable because for me, I get a chance to tell the story of my family, how much I love my pops, my mama, my kids, my wife, and that's my job. It's like the coolest thing in the world. If you haven't got the book, it's right behind me. It's called The Vibe. It's on Amazon. I'll put a link to the bio or link to the book. It's unbelievable. It's a book that I put together. It's about 117 pages, and it takes you through not only the heart set, the mindset, and the skill set, but it also gives you the five components of the vibe, the culture, the product or process and procedure, or what most people call systems, the productivity, the innovation, and the ability to adapt immediately. And I think that in life and in business, I don't think that there's anything else. I haven't found anything that these areas won't solve, but what they are is just indicators, and it means that you just score yourself in those areas. So I want to give a huge shout out to Justin Nelson, to Spring Benson, to Ben Kenny, and to Brian Spring's husband, who has the Sisu agency. They are unbelievable. But I tell you, Spring Break 2025, I believe, well, it's going to sell out here soon because I'm the biggest advocate of it. But again, my face today is got a huge smile on it because it's just, I'm full, you know, and getting a chance to do exactly what I love with people who I love, for people who I love. It's the greatest thing in the entire world, and I'm so blessed, and I want to thank every single person that came out to Spring Break 2024. I want to thank Katie. Huge thanks to her. She organized the event. For Amy, she was working her butt off. For Sarah, with no H, you know who you are, and Victoria, you guys were amazing, and putting on the event was awesome. So if you were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you weren't there, be there next year. So as promised always, we're going to go through the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. Today's proverb, the question that I asked when I went down to the beach today, first of all, I rushed down at 6:30 this morning, and I had driven for probably about 12, 13 hours yesterday from Park City to Carlsbad, but I got up and I was like, man, I have the opportunity to go to the beach this morning. And I got to go and sit in probably the most beautiful place in the whole entire world. My heart was full. I was thinking about my mom and my pops, and the question that I would ask them all the time, or any question I asked them, they would always direct my eyes right back to the Lord, saying that they don't have the answer, but they knew someone who did. And a lot of times it would frustrate me, but what was great is I didn't realize that they were giving me a foundation for anything that I wanted to build, whether it be business, relationships, or any of those things. And it's incredible because, right, membership will get you privileges, but relationships will grant you access. And I realized that because the only reason why I got a chance to speak at Real Estate Spring Break with Spring Benson and Justin Nelson and Ben Kenny is because my wife has known her for years, and my wife is friends with a woman named Sadie who happens to be best friends with Spring. And she asked me in, and it was incredible because Spring asked me to close out the event. I did the keynote, got done, and she just looked at me wide-eyed, and she's like, I didn't know. And I said, well, what didn't you know? She said, I didn't know that this was your thing. And I said, well, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, I do keynote speaking all over the world, and I've been doing it for 30 years. I do it for companies and bring in the vibe. And it's just, honestly, it's the greatest thing in the whole entire world. And as I was sitting on the beach today, my heart was full. I was thanking my parents, but they gave me that answer to every question that I ever asked, that I don't know, but I know someone who does. And they'd direct my eyes to God, and then I'd get frustrated, and I'd be like, how can I have a relationship with God? My pops would just be like, read his word, and then his word will start to read you. And what I realized is, speaking all over the world, speaking about the vibe, the heart set, the mindset, and the skill set, all the power, though, comes from the wisdom of God's word. And how can we get that wisdom? Fearing him. And it's not fear and trembling, but it's just respect. How can we respect him? Spend time with him. When you spend time with God, it's crazy how he starts to open up so many things. And he's been careful with me because he will not bring knowledge until he's imparted wisdom. And I've been so excited about this because we do the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and he imparts wisdom. And then when I go into a mastermind with Ben Kenny, and I go into a mastermind with Spring Benson and with Justin Nelson, some of the top in the real estate game, it's amazing for me because having wisdom from God, I get the knowledge from them, and then I can place it in the right places. It's unbelievable. So we go through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and April 7th is today. And so the proverb is Proverb 7. The question that I had this morning for God is, why do I need wisdom? Like, people, it's not a topic all the time, but I just want to know, like, God, why do I need wisdom? And it was amazing because right off the bat, in verse 1 through 5, he gives us the blueprint. In verse 1 through 5 in Proverbs 7, it says, my son, keep my words and store up my commandments. Keep my commandments and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. They will keep you from the adulterous woman and the wayward woman with her seductive words. And so what God said in this right off the bat is, you know, when I asked, why do I need wisdom? He just said, business books are great, although wisdom is all you need. My wisdom is all you need. And it's the blueprint, right? Like, watch this. It says, keep, right? So how do we keep something? We got to go get it first. So how do we get wisdom? Fear of God. He says, store up my commandments. Keep my commandments and you will live. He lets us know the reward. Guard the teachings. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom. See, he talks about it like go and get it and then keep it and store it up. Then write it. Then speak it. And the more and more that we do this within our life, it's unbelievable what can happen. And what God was saying is, business books are good, knowledge is good, but make sure that you have wisdom before you go in and get the knowledge, because wisdom is the right use of knowledge, and there's no reason to have it unless you actually know how to use it. In number two, he said, what we look like without wisdom. And so in this, it says, from verse six to verse nine is at the window of the house, I looked out through the lattice. I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young men, a youth who had no sense. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along the direction of her house at twilight as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in. See, watch this. The dimmer switch happens, right? So he says, walking in the direction of her house at twilight, the light is going down. The day was fading and the dark of night set in. See, dark doesn't come upon us right away. And a lot of times we think that we're safe, but just be careful. So what do we look like without wisdom? We look like we're just wandering out there and we're just trying to grab a hold of anything possible that will possibly work. Might have worked in somebody else's life, but when you have wisdom, it is the right use of knowledge, and we can apply that in that area. So in point number three, it says what temptation will look like. And it lists it out from, it goes from verse 10 all the way through 20, and it lists out all the different things. The woman came out to meet him dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. Now, I used to think that this prostitute part was just about women. This isn't about women. This is just about anything that'll get your eyes off of what you were designed to be doing. And we all have these. They're the shiny things. They're the exciting. They're the magic or the silver bullet, the magic beans. We all know what they are. What was great about Justin Nelson this weekend was he's probably one of the most amazing action takers and coaches in the real estate industry. This guy is a beast. And what he was saying is it's generally going to be the boring stuff. What Ben Kenny said in his mastermind, it's going to be the boring stuff. He talked about the basics. And then Spring Benson, 8 years doing an open house, 6 to 7 days a week for 8 years. That's not sexy. It's not shiny. But what it is, it's foundational. So this temptation will come in all different aspects. And what God was saying when I said, why do I need wisdom, is you need wisdom because you just walk away from the shiny stuff and keep doing the things that you know are right. And this last one is just simple. How will it overtake me? And when I look at this, right? So in verse 21 through 27, it just lists out her persuasive words. With her persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till the arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it'll cost him his life. Persuasive words will start first. Seduction will come second. Smooth talk, and then you'll start to follow it. And so what God was saying is, like, you need wisdom, the right use of knowledge, because guess what? There's going to be all these different theories out there that are going to be good. But the right one for you, the only way that you'll know it is through wisdom, and that wisdom will be the filter of taking it through the Word. How do we get wisdom? We fear God, we respect Him, and take that time. Business books are good and great, although my wisdom is all you need. That's what God was saying. He gave us the blueprint in verse 1 through 5. What we will look like without wisdom, that's verse 6 through 10. 10 through 20 is what will temptation look like? And it takes it right down the line of what it'll look like. And it's amazing, in whether it be in business or in relationships or all these things, we'll see what this temptation will look like. And then the last one is, how will it overtake me? How will it overtake me? And it just lists it right down here in starting in verse 21, and it goes through 27. It's amazing that way. So when I looked at this, it said, why do I need wisdom? What will it look like? And then how will it overtake me? And the last question that I have is, as I write it out, is just when? When will you apply wisdom? When will you chase after wisdom like nothing else? What my mom said to me all the time is, you know, seek wisdom. At all costs, seek wisdom. And see, what'll happen is when we seek wisdom, it comes from the fear of God. So that means that we're spending time with God, understanding His character. That'll mean that we'll fear Him, not fear Him in trembling, but fear as far as respect. And see, here's how it'll go. It'll go fear God or respect Him. He'll give us wisdom. That wisdom will be the right use of knowledge. Then He'll bring knowledge. Then He'll bring understanding. Then He'll bring insight. Then He'll bring discretion. Then He'll bring discipline. Then He'll bring strength. And that strength will lead us right back to the fear or respect of God, which will increase our wisdom. And that way we can walk into any environment. We can get techniques. We can get tips. We could get all these things. We filter it through wisdom, the right use of knowledge, and now we can actually apply it. I want to thank Spring Benson. I want to thank Justin Nelson. I want to thank Ben Kenny, because honestly, Spring Break 2024 Real Estate Spring Break, it blew my mind. But what was amazing about it is when I went into it, because I've been studying the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, I was able to intake that knowledge and then have the right use for it as I move forward, which I think is amazing. Honestly, I just want to thank every single one of you guys for tuning in, for being here, rocking with me on the podcast, doing this thing. My heart is full. The joy is abundance, and that's not even a word, and I used it. But I'm floored by the support. I want to thank you. I think of Sly and the Family Stone. Thank you for letting me be myself again. Getting to do keynote speaking, the podcast, and just being able to pour into every single one of you, it is my absolute honor. Corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom, it never disappoints. I want to thank you all for rocking with me. My name is Kelly Cardenas. Peace, love, and soul.